Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 98. Podcast at sightandsound.co.uk, that all-important email address. We always love to hear from you. And not only do we always love to hear from you, we always love to see you. And you'll have a chance to do that very shortly, just under a week from now. We will be at Sight Village in Birmingham. And speaking of Sight Village, it wouldn't be Sight Village without some Sight and Sound offers. Coming up on today's show, our Head of Sales and Marketing, Stephanie Davies, will be along to tell us all. Stay right where you are. As I publish this show on the 1st of July, we are less than a week away from Sight Village taking place next Monday and Tuesday at the Eastside Rooms in Birmingham. And I was just thinking, as the music was playing here, actually, I'm sitting in this quiet studio. It'll be anything but quiet next Monday and Tuesday. I can tell you we're really looking forward to seeing everyone at Sight Village. Now, to help me unpack some of the Sight Village delights and some specials that we're launching today, I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by our Head of Sales and Marketing, Stephanie Davies. Stephanie, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Hi, Stuart. Yeah, great to be back and get some information out to our avid listeners.
Yeah, indeed. Now, listen, before we do that, I just wanted to spend maybe 2 minutes. You and I went to California this year to see some. And
we did.
Last year, you came back on the show. You were on the show last year and you were telling us of your experience just kind of walking around and observing people, you know, who might have been struggling. It's a very busy area and you were, you know, going over to ask people, do they need any help getting to stands? And I was sort of walking, I actually walked around with you one of the days this year, but I walked around on my own as well. And I completely get what you mean. It's very busy. And you come from something like Sight City, Stephanie, which is, you know, very well marked out. And then you go to CSUN. It made me think that culturally, maybe in the US, the way in which disability is maybe, I don't know, set up, or the way in which maybe people with disabilities are just let off do their own thing, is very different, is it?
I think so. I mean, it is disappointing in some ways, because where it's hosted in Anaheim is such a big Marriott hotel and convention center, and you've got to experience that firsthand, that even as a sighted person walking in, it's quite overwhelming from just the sheer space, open space and volume of people, and then trying to navigate along very large corridors and then into massive halls. That, you know, in America, everything is bigger anyway, but in this sense, it's not always better. It's interesting to see, not just also, I guess, where navigation isn't that available, that actually how cane users in America, I witnessed, use their cane very differently. They don't do sort of the swooping motion that we are accustomed to see in this country. They do more of a, I don't know, a simple term, stabbing motion. And often you get, if you're not got your wits
I hope
around
you, stabbed.
You get
stabbed
like with the tip of the cane. Okay. They're prodding the floor. And it's a really different experience. But then saying that, going over to Frankfurt, to Sight City, only about six weeks ago it was, not even that, probably 4 weeks ago. That's a very different entity, done over three floors in a big convention center. But they really go to town, actually. They have tactile floor. Their level and standard is probably the best I've seen. And they really make it more accessible to everyone.
It's really.
And I know our friends at Sight Village UK each year try to add more accessible features
they
to the show.
They do a great job, yeah. And they have all those great sighted guides who are volunteers who do an absolutely amazing job. It's worth giving those guys a shout out as well. Rose and the team at QAC.
I think it's interesting. I see it from a sighted perspective, but also then knowing the needs of people with poor or no sight. how different the experience could be. And I think it is important for us to share that so people get an insight into it, because if you are considering going, you've got a bit more sort of awareness of what to anticipate.
I was walking the first day, Stephanie. I was going from the Hilton Hotel where we were staying over to the Marriott, and that was a very accessible walk actually, because it was kind of a pedestrianized area, there wasn't much traffic. But I was walking across, and this guy yelled from very much from afar, saying, "Keep going straight." And I realized then he's actually talking to me, but he just like roared over. You know, it's just very, very different experience. But look, great. Thanks for giving us your thoughts on that. I think it is very interesting to think about the different cultural experiences when you go to these places. Listen, Site Village, I know for you and for your sales team in the UK in particular, it's always really busy. Are you looking forward to it? Are you trying to catch up on some sleep before you go?
I'm just back from doing a big meeting and event show actually in London, so there's no rest for the wicked, Stuart, as we now run into another big event. What's good to see for us and you come in and help out where is needed as next resource is at Sight and Sound, we are really trying to get some more exposure in different areas where we can really champion accessibility and inclusion, and that's always paramount in whatever we do. So recently me and the team have been at Manchester doing the NHS conference, promoting again inclusivity with some of our products like Speaksy, Eyes Reality, and then myself and one of our trainers actually, Mark Phillips, were in London promoting Speaksy and just our whole sort of expertise that we can bring to businesses and venues around inclusivity, accessibility for people with a whole variety of needs.
Okay, and it, all that stuff is really important. And it's great to go to these shows because I think nothing beats face-to-face, sitting down with someone and chatting.
It doesn't, and I think, there's people are so busy in their lives doing what they need to do, which is great. It might be event organisers, but sometimes they don't actually realise how they can improve the customer journey and think about maybe someone visiting with a sight impairment, someone visiting with a hearing loss need. And, we take upon ourselves to really go that step further to educate. That's a key part of, you do a lot of this as well, Stuart, educating people to why they should consider doing different things or employing different software, technology, whatever it may be. Sight Village for us in Birmingham is always that pivotal moment in the year. It's hard to think we're 6 months into 2025, where we get to really sort of reconnect with new visitors, existing friends, people within the community, because there's a lot of professionals, a lot of organisations go along, and we get to really have a chat, showcase our products. And as you've already heard on one of your webinars previously, we've got some exciting new products coming along to unveil.
It really is interesting, some of the new stuff with our friends from Luna Glasses and of course Capsys with CapEx. So listen, Stephanie, I think, well, for Sight and Sound anyway, Sight Village wouldn't be Sight Village without a couple of offers, a couple of little incentives, Sight Village savers. Now, it's very important before we go into these, it's very important to say, whilst we'd love to see you all at Sight Village, we understand not everybody can attend, so you don't have to come to take advantage of these offers. So that's the first thing to say. So Stephanie, what have you got for us? What can you whet our appetites with today?
So we're launching this, actually, we sometimes launch them on the day of the show, but we're actually launching them ahead of the show. So we're launching them on the 1st of July. So that's when, this podcast is going out right now. They'll be available for a limited time only. So, if you want to take advantage, get in quick. If we get a massive response, the offers may go away quicker. So we're not saying an end date, but what we are saying and encouraging you to, if you're interested in these, give us a call or, take advantage on our website. They'll be live on the website on the 1st of July. So, we've got some great offers, and we'll have our friends from Envision with us during the event, but we're doing a 10% off all Envision edition glasses. So that might be the Reed, the Home and the Pro edition. It wouldn't be Sight Village if we didn't do an offer on our Capsys phones. So we're doing 20% off the popular Mini Vision 2 Plus. That's the more sort of simplistic phone. That's not a smartphone. And then we'll do the 20% off the Smart Vision 3, both models. Then we've got our friends at Hims working with us to give a great promotion. We've got 20% off all of their product range. So for many of you all know, you've got your popular BrowSense 6 or the Sense Player or even the latest Braille Emotion, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, already, as you can tell, Stuart, we've got some fantastic offers. I'm just going to look further down my list. So we're doing a special price promotion for the Orcam Read 3. Now, this is the latest model in the Orcam Read portfolio. It comes with a stand as standard. Previously, other models, you've had to buy the stand separately, but this now comes in with a stand. It's normally priced at $1,890, but we're doing a special show promotion, well, actually pre-show promotion now on the first, for £1,600. So, you know, there's a really good save in there. Our friends at WeWalk, you'll get to meet at the show with us, our partners. We're doing a 10% off the WeWalk cane. So that's the latest version, version 2. And you've got a choice of different colour handles and also different lengths to meet your needs. So that means it's normally £699. And with the 10% off, you'll be able to buy it for £629.10. And the trade-in for anyone who's got a V1 but wants to trade in and get the latest V2, which is so different. It's the product form. You wouldn't tell the difference between a standard long cane to the smart cane. It's fantastic. That the trade-in offer for that is £499. And not forgetting one final promotion, which actually now is it's actually a price drop. I'm really pleased to say we're trying to, you know, where we can make products more accessible with mm-hmm. price. So our Angel Eye desktop reader has now we've reduced it down to only £999. It was up at 1100. We've reduced it. That's a price point that's staying, and it's got even more new AI features than when we launched it last year, because as we know, technology doesn't stand still. There's always new features being added, and this is a desktop reader for people wanting to put some publication or piece of newspaper or whatever it may be underneath to read to them. So as you can hear, there's a lot of promotions there. So a variety as well.
And it's interesting, Stephanie, isn't it? Because a lot of the stuff you've mentioned there are pieces of tech that people are probably thinking, God, yeah, I'd like to explore that. I might like to get it. Or maybe you have a friend or family member who could benefit from this stuff. And this could be the time. Come along to Site Village if you can. Meet us. Ask the questions. There's so much, as you've just said, so much new stuff. Technology keeps changing. Some of the stuff we've talked about in the last couple of podcasts even. Come and see them, ask the questions and make the informed decision, because that's what an experience like Site Village is about, isn't it?
And I think it's important to get your hands on them. You know, it's an opportunity to feel them in your hands. If it's a wearable, put them on your head, you know, or walk along with the WeWalk cane. You can't beat that experience. And that's why we do lots of events outside of Site Village, you know, smaller events with organisations as well, and try our very best to sort of get the technology in the community. But no, I mean, our train team are also going to be on the phone. So if there's anything you're not sure of, you can call in and speak to one of the team. It might be you just need a bit more information on the product, one particular product, whatever it may be. But no, it's a great opportunity to snap up a bargain. Also, come and meet us. Come and have a chat.
Come and have a chat, exactly.
Yeah. That's it. And as you know, Stuart, many people come along. They've heard your voice and it's their first chance to meet you in person.
I'd love them,
You're
Stephanie.
A bit of a celebrity
need to get out
on
more.
The airwaves.
They need to get out. That's what I say to everybody. People come up and say, I've heard the podcast. I say, you need to get out more. Listen, Stephanie, I know all of us here at Sight & Sound are really looking forward to Sight Village. It is a manic 2 days, but a fantastic 2 days. 7th and 8th of July. In Birmingham at the Eastside Rooms, so please do come and join us.
And we've also got, before we sort of shoot off, some seminars, which I know, Stuart, you'll plug the dates and times separately, but again, they're an opportunity to listen into the products a bit more in detail.
Yeah, and that's actually a really good point. So what we'll probably do, as people listen to this podcast, we'll have another show out at the end of this week where we'll talk a bit more about the seminars, what's coming up at Site Village, who's doing what, from our company and from our partners and friends so definitely worth tuning into. Stephanie, go and get some rest, because I think we're all going to need a bit before we head to Birmingham. So listen, you look after yourself, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thanks a million to Stephanie Davies. Always nice to catch up with Stephanie, and just to hear the amount of offers and the things that you might be able to get your hands on if you so choose. Remember, you don't have to attend the exhibition, and you can get in touch with us right now, 01604 798 070, or sightandsound.co.uk if you want to have a look. That's all for now. See you at Sight Village. Until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening, and goodbye.